Close your eyes. Next, take a big breath. Let the air out slowly. You care well for your mind when you're a nice person. You're nice when you're kind and fair. Kindness and fairness are super ways to feel able to succeed and to feel close to others. Being nice while working and playing makes life pleasant. Healthy people realize they can't like themselves without being nice. They also know nothing helps people prevent, lessen, and heal hurt better than kindness and fairness. Don't let anything or anyone get you to give up on being kind and fair. When people stop trusting kindness and fairness, they're more likely to hide rather than heal their hurt. The hurt people hide doesn't disappear. Instead, it becomes a memory. Hurt memories pop up until people heal them. People can pretend they're not hurt, but that won't stop hurt memories from popping up. Hurt memories remind people something unpleasant happened to them. Being reminded of such things causes people to become sad and angry. So, when people are sad or angry, they usually have hurt to heal. Again, healing happens when people use kindness or fairness to get back feeling able or close. Though some big hurts take a while to heal, kindness and fairness heal most hurt quickly. But remember, pretending you're not hurt keeps you from healing. A time people often hide their hurt is after they put another down. That's right. The person who uses a put down usually gets and hides hurt. You see, people know they're not nice when they try to get someone to feel not good enough. When people know they haven't been nice, they somewhat lose liking themselves. Here's some very good news. No one can force you to believe you're not good enough. Others can only try to make you feel badly about yourself. Healthy people believe being nice makes them good enough. When someone they're close to puts them down, they use kindness and fairness to get back the closeness they lost. When someone you're close to, such as a friend, puts you down, you somewhat lose feeling close to her or him. That's a hurtful loss. To begin to heal that loss, remind yourself that being nice is what matters. Another way to heal is to use kindness and fairness to find closeness elsewhere. Again, people can't put someone down without knowing they haven't been nice and without liking themselves less. Liking ourselves less is a hurtful loss. Yes, you can pretend to be okay with not being nice, but such pretending will cause you to ignore your hurt. Remember, ignored hurt doesn't vanish. Instead, it causes hurt memories to keep popping up. More hurt memories means more sadness and anger. While sad or angry, you're more likely to be unkind or unfair to others and yourself. The longer you're unkind or unfair, the harder it will be for you to like yourself. People who use bullying to feel able or close hurt themselves a lot. Remember, pretending not being nice is okay doesn't keep people from knowing it isn't okay. Because people know when they're not nice, they usually end up hurt, sad, and angry. Being unkind or unfair is never good for someone's mind. So, why are some people often unkind or unfair? The answer is they haven't learned how to care well for their mind. Most likely, they were busy struggling to feel able and close. There will be times your niceness won't help others be nice. During such times, remain kind and fair. Again, kindness and fairness are terrific ways to feel able and close and to like yourself. If you find yourself around someone who wants you to be okay with not being nice, don't join in. Remind yourself you can't care well for your mind without staying nice. If someone puts you down, decide seeing yourself be nice is what matters most. Everyone's mind needs the care being kind and fair provides. Healthy people give themselves such care daily. They know showing the niceness within them makes their life better. There's niceness within you. Outpost Oops wants to help you show it and enjoy it. Replaying this recording from time to time is one way to care well for your mind.